So I woke up this morning with something at the front of my mind. I woke up and thought, how can I make this day extraordinary? Now, for me, as it may be for you, my days are pretty much the same. You know, I'm doing a lot of the same stuff. There's not a whole lot of different going on here in the last few months. But I woke up today and I thought, even though my routine may be the same, how can I make this day extraordinary? And so before I even put my feet on the floor, I thought about it. What are the ways that I can really elevate myself in my life today? And so this is what came to mind. I thought I'd share it with you on this quick morning message, which is exactly what these morning messages I'm hoping are about, which is really just to share with you what's coming through me, not in a perfect way, not in a filtered way, but just raw, because I sense that what's coming through for me is coming through for you. And so that's how we can learn from one another. So what did I come up with? A couple of things. One, treat yourself well. Treat yourself with extra care. So what does that mean? Well, for me, it means lots of water, really, really loads of water. I don't think I drink enough. Sunshine, get sunshine on my face. Clean food. I mean, the obvious, right? Common sense approach to wellness. Speak kindly to myself. Can I catch myself in the rant, in the negative self-talk? Like, these are ways I think we can be extraordinary, even though they seem so simple or quiet or, they're not public. But this is the way I want to treat myself today, really, with that extra care. Okay, here's the other thing that came up. Focus when you need to focus and play when it's time to play. In other words, don't think about work when you're not working, and don't think about play when you're not playing. So for me, I think if I could do that and be really super focused when I need to be, I'm going to be more efficient, more productive. Then I could just get on with the play. And, you know, for me, play these days is being outside, being in the park, reading. I mean, it's not that exciting right now. All right, what else? Give other people freedom. Oh, that's always a big one for me. I think for me, I can be extraordinary when I can just let other people be who they are, be where they are, be in whatever it is that they're feeling. I mean, unless they're doing something super wrong in the world, which most of the people in my life are not, give them a pass. And so allowing other people to be in their own life, I think, is something extraordinary. And then finally, is just to be deliberate and intentional. Be deliberate and intentional about how I'm moving in the world, how I'm speaking, what I'm saying, what I'm watching, how I'm filling my mind. So this was a whole load of stuff to flood my mind before I even got out of bed. How can I be extraordinary today? And how can I make this day the best possible? Now, these morning messages really are about just that. You know, they're common sense. They're what's relevant, what's coming up, how we can really step forward into the world, not looking back to the way things were, but really looking forward and leaning in to the way that things can be, to who we can become, to what's emerging in us, to really step forward and shine in this new world, to care for each other, to support one another. And so I hope that these morning messages will be of value to you. Some of them will hit, some of them won't. And I'd love to hear from you. So, couple of things. Opt in for a daily reminder in your inbox by emailing me at hello@carabradley.net. Simple. I'll just send you a reminder. Second is a checkout Project Be Well, my next program, this wellness program, coaching program starting up August 3rd. The link is in the show notes. Lastly, if you've gotten value from this, if you're finding that these are kind of cool, either share it with a friend or give it a review in wherever you're doing your podcast these days. Thanks for joining me for Morning Messages. We will see you or hear you or be with you tomorrow. Have a great one.